Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Good evening. My name is Ernie of Opinion Research. Is Michael available?
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. We're conducting a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in your area. We'd like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Okay?
Questions about?
Well, we're just conducting a survey, and your opinion is very important to the research that we're doing, and that's the reason why we're reaching out to you. I know your time is very valuable. Okay. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm not driving.
Okay. Thank you so much. Give me one second here. Okay. Okay. Now, in which state do you currently live in?
California.
California. Thank you. Now, first, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
No, city of Stockton.
Within, okay. Now, what is your zip code where you live in?
95204.
Thank you so much. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Now, are you or any member of your household a teacher, an employee of school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union? No, okay.
No.
Now, what year were you born?
47.
47, thank you so much. Now, which one of the following best describes you? Are you a man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
Man.
Man, okay. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No, okay. Now, for statistical purpose only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage?
White.
White, okay. Now, and what is the last grade you completed in school?
12.
12th grade, okay. Now, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are a parent or a guardian to?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If they name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one, okay? The first one is going to be Mayor Kevin Lincoln. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. And what about Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller? Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Now, how about teachers' unions?
What about them?
Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable? Would that be very or somewhat?
Very.
Very, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various education institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one. The first one is public charter schools in Stockton. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Don't know anything about them.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, what about magnet schools in Stockton?
Once again, I have no knowledge of them.
Okay, what about traditional public schools in Stockton?
Favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Okay, and the last one will be private and parochial schools in Stockton. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
I would say favorable, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. Now, will you say public education in Stockton is heading in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track?
Yeah, I really don't know.
Okay. Now, how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Do you think it's very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Very, very important.
Okay. Now, do you think that local public schools in Stockton need to change a lot, some, a little, or none at all?
Really don't have an opinion on that.
Okay, no problem. Now, from what do you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton?
Once again, no knowledge.
Okay. Now, and over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
I don't think it's changed much.
Okay. Now, if a candidate running for office supports increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, will you be more or less likely to vote for them, or will it have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
No effect, okay. Now, thinking some more about local elections, many people have spoken with say that they only vote for candidates for president, governor, Congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Is it always?
All the time.
Sometimes? All the time? Okay.
Always.
Thank you. Now, which of the two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? Is it that public charter schools are managed dependently from local schools? Are smaller schools than other more individualized attention? Support different learning styles, encourage more parents' input and involvement, are free and open to all children, enroll children of skills levels and backgrounds, give quality.
I would say those involved with parents.
Those involved with the parents, okay.
All right.
One more if you can, or just what that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, moving on, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone with a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Do you think it's excellent, good, so good, or poor?
I think good.
Good, okay. Now, next, please listen to the proposal that is being considered here in San Quentin County. The proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathways. These students will graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or further college education. Do you support or oppose of this proposal?
You know, I would have to know more about it.
Okay, so if you had to choose right now, would you support it or oppose it?
I would support it if it's properly set up.
Okay, would that be strongly support or just somewhat?
Strongly support it.
Strongly, okay. Here it goes. Now, which of the following is the reason you most support this proposal? Is it because technical certification to qualify for a job, pay internships, reducing the money spent on college education, receiving college credits while in high school, or greater career options?
Well, it's good for greater career options. It's good for receiving credits while in high school. And
okay.
I think college tuition is getting outrageous, so anything that brings that down is good.
Thank you so much. Now, from which one or two of these following, if any, do you get most of your news about national and local issues? Is it regional newspapers such as Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle, Univision, Telemundo, or Spanish language radio, local TV news, national network TV news, or cable TV, local newspapers such as Stockton Record, social media, local blogs or websites such as 2or9times.com, a local radio station such as 19 National Public Radio, or none of this?
The local radio stations, particularly
radio.
From Sacramento.
Let me see. Local radio station, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes. Okay. Okay, now just a few questions for statistical purpose only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, unemployed, or looking for work?
Am I employed? Yes, I am employed.
Okay. Now, in politicals today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, independent, or something else?
Republican.
And are you a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Not very strong. Very
not
weak.
Very strong. Okay. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Are you low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Upper middle.
Upper middle. Okay. Give me one second here. Okay. Now, that was the last question on my survey today. I want to thank you so much for staying on the phone with me and helping me out. It means a lot to me and the company, sir.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Enjoy your night.
Okay, you too. Bye.